Why has the Pacific island of Guam gone from sounding like this to a little more like this? Hello again, everyone. My name is Joseph, and today I'm reporting to you all from the always beautiful Stanford University. Before we dive in, first, a little bit about me. You see, I was born on the island of Guam 18 years ago. The silence you got a brief glimpse of is extremely concerning for me. Many species of animals on Guam have disappeared forever. For my generation of Guamanians, this pestilent silence has nowadays become commonplace. 60 years ago, my grandfather would have heard all of those beautiful birds. Where have they gone? Oof. And it looks like we have a caller. Your live caller one, what do you have to say on the subject?
Yarr!
Oh goodness me, not again. Make it quick, Captain Yosef.
I have the answer to your question. Now, come with me across the Pacific to peer at the answer in the form of an evolutionarily gifted predator. It looks like this. It has large, unblinking eyes, elliptical pupils. It is the perfect hunter who, lacking appendages, will strike and constrict its prey with its body. Then it will chew and chew with its venomous rear fangs until the helpless victim is poisoned and ready for consumption.
Okay, that's enough from you. He's spot on, though. So, what is this tank of nature? It's the brown tree snake. The brown tree snake's home is Papua New Guinea and northern and eastern coastal Australia. However, it has found a new home. Research estimates that around the late 1940s, the brown tree snake was inadvertently transported in a cargo ship to the island of Guam, where it quickly found an abundance of defenseless prey. The brown tree snake targeted nearly every animal on Guam, including Guam's 13 native forest birds. Of those 13 bird species, only 3 species of birds have survived. The lone bird you hear now is the Marianas crow. The last female crow on Guam died earlier this year, and there are only 2 male crows left. We can't let this silence spread across the Pacific to other islands. We, the public, must express our concerns about our beloved islands across the Pacific to let governments know that we strongly support policies that control brown tree snake populations and prevent the brown tree snake from being inadvertently transported once again. So far, trapping snakes has been the most successful way to protect what birds remain. Proposed ideas like introducing predators to eat the brown tree snakes hold little value since there are no other predators on Guam to eat those predators in turn. For example, if a predator like the mongoose were brought to Guam to eat the snakes, then Guam would just have a mongoose problem in place of its snake problem. With that in mind, the greatest thing that Guam and other Pacific Islands can do and have done is invest in brown tree snake prevention. Prevention measures are easy to enact. Simple measures that include inspecting ship cargo and any kind of shipment in and out of Pacific Islands. Everything aside, though, we need to step back and realize that we can't see the brown tree snake as an evil animal. It is our fault, not the fault of the brown tree snake, that Guam's birds have become extinct. The animals of Guam and the brown tree snake played according to the rules. They have all been living to the best of their abilities in their environments. And just because the brown tree snake can do its job incredibly well, we can't fault this skilled hunter for its success. You are the future.
Really?
And now that you know how our simple human mistakes impact the natural world, I invite you to remain conscious of human interaction with living and non-living environments. Collectively, it is an educated and conscious human population that will tend towards harmony with nature. Thank you for listening.